Well, good morning, friends. It is Saturday, August the 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. It being Saturday, we have a Holy Spirit story for you today. And boy, it is a powerful one. I've been holding it to the very end. And I want to thank Catherine Guerrero for her leadership this summer through these Saturdays. She's done a fantastic job. And I thought it might be good for me to close out before we head into our Gospels series beginning on Monday. Today's entry is entitled Holy Spirit Story, Anemo and Victor with Will Deeds. Our text, as always on Saturdays, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today, our Holy Spirit story comes from Will Deeds, a missionary working in Guatemala. He wrote me earlier this summer with a profound story of anemo. I may be saying it wrong. It may be anemo, it may be animo. I'll learn sooner or later. But I learned the word means encouragement in Spanish. A few years back, Will was reading the wake-up call when this series on encouragement ran for its first time. He was deep in the descent of Habakkuk 3:17, having moved his wife and four children from the United States to pursue the Lord's assignment. Things didn't work out as planned, which led him into Valley number 18, Habakkuk 3:18, where he learned the way of the small word, yet. A profound story began to emerge in those days, he tells us here. You can learn more about and get involved in his mission. There's a link in today's email I've got right there. I'd welcome you to go check it out. And if you're reading, of course, you'll read it in Will's own words, and you who are listening now will hear it in Will's own voice.
I met Victor while he was sitting on the sidewalk in Panajachel, Guatemala, blind, partially lame, and begging. He was alone, broken, and surviving however he could. I didn't know his name yet or the decades of pain behind his eyes. I just knew he looked like someone who had suffered more than most. Instead of handing him a few coins, I invited him to lunch. We walked to Pollo Campero, the fried chicken place nearby, and sat across from each other at a table. As we ate, I asked him a simple question. Victor, how can I help you? His response caught me completely off guard. He didn't ask for money. He said, I need a pair of pants, and I need some friends. My mom just died from alcoholism this month. I sat there, stunned. When he said, I need a friend, something clicked. I realized in that moment, I could do that. I could get him some pants, and I could be a good friend. That meal marked the beginning not only of Victor's healing, but of a ministry I never planned to start. At the time, we had no recovery house, no program, just one man in desperate need of someone to walk beside him. That's where Animo began, with a pair of pants, some fried chicken, and the decision to become a friend. Soon after, we took Victor to the doctor. The first one told us bluntly that Victor would likely die. He had a serious infection brought on by unmanaged diabetes and years of alcoholism. He weighed just 95 pounds. He was weak, blind from cataracts, and had lost all hope. But I remember thinking, if I'm really going to be his friend, then I won't stop here. So I took him for a second opinion. That second doctor looked at him and said something I'll never forget. If he can stop drinking, we can help him. We can get his weight up. We can get him healthy, and we might even be able to do surgery on his eyes. Victor stopped drinking that very day. It was like a switch flipped. He chose to believe that maybe his life wasn't over, that maybe he was worth saving. And that's when the miracles started happening. Victor began to gain weight. He got stronger. And sure enough, he had successful eye surgery. He could see again. The man who once begged in the streets, blind and dying, became a new creation right in front of our eyes. Not just physically, but spiritually too. Victor was already a man of faith, but in that season, he recommitted himself fully to Jesus. His relationship with Christ was renewed, alive, and central to his recovery. We walked with Victor for nearly a year. During that time, we started encountering other men, addicts, alcoholics, wanderers on the streets of Guatemala, each one carrying a story much like Victor's. It became clear that God was inviting us into something bigger. That's when we opened the Animo House, not as a ministry project, but as a continuation of friendship, and we started it with Victor. Today, Victor is the leader of the Animo House. He mentors other men coming off the streets and out of addiction. He teaches Bible studies, leads the home with grace and strength, helps with daily operations, and has even launched a small bracelet-making business to support himself. He has become a living example of redemption and resilience. Victor's story changed my life. It taught me that sometimes God doesn't give you a grand vision. He gives you a person. He places someone in your path and says, "Be their friend. Walk with them. Trust me for the rest." What I didn't realize at the time was that God wasn't just providing Victor with a friend. He was providing me with a friend too. In a season where I was searching for purpose and asking God for what was next, he gave me Victor. And through our friendship, I've seen miracles, shared tears, found laughter again, and watched a movement of healing begin. I believe deeply now that no one is too far gone. Sometimes healing starts with a meal, a new pair of pants, and someone who refuses to walk away.
The prayer. Lord, thank you for Will Deeds and his family. And thank you for Victor. His name is not lost on us here. And thank you for this story of Animo, which has encouraged us. We want to pray for this mission in Guatemala to prosper in every way. We want to pray for Victor, that you would increase his territory and bless, let his tribe increase. And we ask you, Lord, to witness to others of your encouragement through us in the way ahead. Make us your encouragers, responsive to your Spirit's leading. And we're praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Journal prompts today. I wonder what stands out to you today about today's Holy Spirit story. How does it encourage you in particular? We're going to sing our Saturday song here in just a minute. Sanctuary, you know the words. But I told you, what didn't I warn you? This was a powerful story. I'm really looking forward. I'm hearing that Will Deeds is going to be at our New Room conference this fall, coming up September down in Montgomery, Alabama. So I'm still looking forward to seeing a lot of you there and many more. I'm hoping will join us on the live stream and avail yourself of that opportunity. Even if you can only jump in for one of the nights, we've made that available to you to come in at a super low rate. And it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a meeting with Jesus, and let's be praying to that end. But I'd also love for you guys to send us Holy Spirit stories. In the bottom of the email, there's a PS. It tells you what we're kind of looking for and hoping for. And And as you know, we won't be doing any Holy Spirit stories through the end of the year now, but we will still be collecting them and curating them and getting them queued up for 2026. So don't hesitate to send them. And how about we sing here as we wrap up the Summer of Encouragement and head into our next journey, Sanctuary. Sing it through twice. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. And Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Well, that's a wrap for this Saturday. And it's time to hit the Saturday fields. So gather your seeds. I look forward to seeing you out there today. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.